Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob Reiner's son was a lunatic. Now finding out it wasn't just knife wounds that killed the couple, famous director and his wife, and their Brentwood home. They had their throats slashed. Both of them. Folks, that is a very deliberate act. You can be crazy, lose your mind, you go kind of crazy stabby, blah, 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 random. No, you slit both your parents' throats. That's incredibly deliberate. And by deliberate, I mean, obviously, if you're stabbing them to death, that's bad. But stabbing is something you can do in a blind rage. You can do it in psychosis. It's a very deliberate act. Folks, you know the strength it takes to do that? That's a person wanting to make sure his victims are dead. They also had other stab wounds. The fact that he did it to both of them, so it's not just a random swipe that happened to land in the right part of their neck. This is like when you kill a farm animal. You want to make sure it's dead. I mean, I hate to be graphic, but that's what he did. That's what makes it so shocking. This is Hollywood. This is Glitter Town. This is supposed to be perfect. It would be shocking if it happened to some random family you've never heard of here in Greenville. Oh my gosh, we'd be consumed with it. But it's the Reiner family. And then you go back and read, can you imagine their daughter, Romy, found the parents, flat out told them, the police, that you need to look at my brother. He's dangerous. And I told you yesterday it was going to be family member. I think People was the only one reporting it yesterday morning. I told you even during the show before it broke nationally, the arrest, I told you it's going to be the son. I told you, and the way I knew is it's been covered crime for so long. Normally, there's a massive manhunt. And I said that yesterday. I said, they got their guy. They already know who did it. I said, because normally there is a massive frantic manhunt when there is a crime this violent. It's a family member. It's People's probably got the right one, and I was right. And again, they were hours ahead of everyone. And it's not surprising they were. I mean, they're a tabloid. They cover LA. They cover Hollywood. They're going to have the best sources. But this guy, have you looked at the photos of him? It's like any photo they shoot up, can you look at his face? Can you see the evil? Oh, you can see it. It's right there on his face. It's right stamped on his face. He's an evil guy. There's a story of him. I mean, so many stories are coming back. And he's told them all over the years on podcasts. He's 14. He says he tricked his parents into giving him $200 because someone he'd met in rehab, by the way, he'd already been in drug rehab by 14. Can you imagine? Someone he'd met in rehab had figured out you could buy a hooker on Craigslist and he wanted to try it. So he did. Got his parents to give him $200. He said he tricked him. He didn't know what it was for. And I had her to the house. That's why how he lost his virginity, he says. What the heck? This is not how a normal 14-year-old acts. Interesting story from the yoga teacher. You know, they had their own private yoga, I guess, instructor. The two of them, Rob and his wife, loved to do yoga together for exercise. And she was saying back, you know, when she was doing this, He was still a kid. She said, we couldn't even get through a session, any session, without some interruption from him. He was incredibly violent and he had a very high level of energy. So managing him, she said, was even back then an hour to hour thing for these people. And now we're hearing they were at Conan, you know, the comedian. Yeah, Conan O'Brien's Christmas party. And very big argument at the Christmas party. People said he was acting crazy. You know what that tells me? It was both of them, Rob Reiner and Michelle. They didn't even want to leave this kid alone, but they wanted to, kid, he's 32. But they wanted to go to the Christmas party, so they had to take him. Why? You can't leave him alone. That's why.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
TMZ reporting that after the very public, very loud argument between Rob Reiner and his son, which a lot of people heard, Rob and Michelle left the party, but is over. They were saying that he overall was acting pretty creepy at the party. Walking around and asking people if they were famous, creeping them out. It sounds like this was just the end of the line for this guy. He's just done. Anyway, Rob and Michelle left the party after that. What's interesting is that yoga instructor, the one who said, yeah, I mean, we couldn't even get through a session without the kid interrupting some way or others calling and saying he was out of control. What's so interesting about that, they figured, well, they're going to try something to exhaust him. So she said, I'll put a program together for him, see if I can wear him out. And she ended up writing a whole book about it. Him, this kid, who ends up being Nick Reiner. You know what else is interesting, too, about this guy? There's a article out right now about him staying. This is 2018, and he was in a podcast. He was giving a podcast interview, and he says, I was staying at my parents' guest house. I trashed the guest house when I was staying there. And he claims he doesn't remember it. He said something just took me over and I was really violent. I woke up and the place was completely destroyed. And that's him in 2018. Okay. So that's not him now. I don't know what overcame me. I blacked out and woke up and saw this incredible amount of violence that I had perpetrated. He was mad, by the way, because the parents wanted him to go back in rehab. And that's how he acts when he gets mad, apparently. Weird, right? So this guy, folks, this guy is just, he's a powder keg. So you know what he is? Evil. He's evil. Everybody's looking for an explanation. Let me explain it to you. He's just really evil. One of the best books I've ever read, one of those ones that changes your life, is Scott Peck's People of Lie. Scott Peck is a psychologist. And he argued that evil should be in the psychological diagnostic manual. And in his book, he talked about people who are psychopaths and sociopaths and all of their traits. And they're very similar to evil people, but he said they're not the same. And that until psychology was willing to diagnose evil, they were never going to get to the core of the problem. I had a great text earlier from a listener who said, yeah, but that would mean having to mean admitting the existence potentially of a God. They're not willing to do that. Anyway, he tried to convince his field, that was the whole purpose of the book, People of the Lie, that evil is real and is diagnosable. That it's very standardized, much as mental illnesses are very standardized and have very specific symptom lists. One of the most fascinating books I've ever read. And then you start seeing evil everywhere. But the really cool thing about the book, The People Who Lie, and you get this guy's evil. I mean, he's a textbook. Well, would be textbook if they'd put it in the diagnostic manual. But the really cool thing about reading People Who Lie is that to define the symptoms of evil, he had to define the symptoms of good too. And I see good in places I didn't realize were good. It'll change your world to read that book. It's it challenged a lot of the preconceptions. But afterward, you just have peace. You're like, yeah, well, I don't understand why it happened. Evil, born that way. Yeah. Couldn't overcome it. And Rob Reiner's son was born evil. None of them could overcome it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.